From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's TJ Leverett.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Today is Friday, June 19th, 2026. In downtown Rochester, it's 51. The Southern Minnesota Regional Medical Examiner's Office has identified the motorcyclist killed in a collision with a pickup Monday afternoon in southeast Rochester as 43-year-old Anthony Richard Ryan. The deadly crash happened near the intersection of St. Bridget Road and 48th Street Southeast, which is behind Rochester's Lowe's store. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Office previously said the driver of the pickup was unhurt. He is being described as a Rochester man. His name has not been released. The deadly crash is still under investigation. A 53-year-old motorcyclist died in a crash in the Brainerd Lakes area yesterday. The State Patrol says the Baxter man was making a left turn off Highway 371 when he collided with a pickup heading in the opposite direction in the intersection shortly before 5 a.m. The motorcyclist's name is set to be released later this morning. The pickup driver was not hurt. A Litchfield man was seriously injured in an industrial accident in central Minnesota, MNN's J.P. Cola reports.
The sheriff's department says at 10:33 a.m. Wednesday, they received a report of a work-related injury at an egg production facility on Highway 22 in Harvey Township. They discovered 62-year-old Michael Redepenning of Litchfield had been accidentally caught in a machine, resulting in his lower leg being severed. Mayo Ambulance and rescue personnel stabilized Redepenning, then transported him to Meeker Memorial Hospital in Litchfield. He was then airlifted to North Memorial Hospital in Robbinsdale. I'm J.P. Cola.
And the city of Rochester is hoping to open the new McQuellan Splash Pad before the Independence Day weekend. A news release issued by the city says they've identified additional water quality measures required by the Minnesota Department of Health, and that those measures are being installed in the facility that's along Marion Road Southeast. It's set to open once it gets final approval from an inspection by the Minnesota Department of Health. For more news, download and check out the free KROC News app or visit KROCnews.com. Time now for a check of the